Kemple's email quotes two emails from what he called the aide to one of our commissioners, whose name he did not release in order to, quote, protect the source. Kemple would not tell WMNF who the commissioner or the aide is.
That's the reason I removed it, Sean. If that aide chooses to give you that information, that would be that aide's prerogative, but I don't choose to do that.
The aide emailed Kemple that, quote, you're doing a great job because the commissioner had received 10 emails in support of Beckner's motion and 258 in opposition. Beckner said that one-third of the messages that his office had received were in favor of his motion and that the unnamed commissioner's aide should not have gotten involved in the matter.
You know, I think it's really unfortunate when we're trying to have open and honest conversation about any type of initiatives that may benefit our community that somebody internal would attempt to stifle that communication by trying to stack the deck, you know, against the issue when clearly that this is an important issue that faces everybody in the community. So it would be unfortunate that somebody internally would try to derail the public from hearing the real truth and really trying to, again, study this particular issue.
Kemple said that the aide's actions were appropriate.
Well, if it's done on a private email account, I don't see that there's... As a matter of fact, either way, whether it's on a county email account or a private email account, the fact is that commissioners who... politicians, I'll just make it general or make it specific, but commissioners who take a particular position, and they all take positions on issues, are certainly going to encourage their supporters, or their aides are going to be encouraging their supporters because they know where the commissioners stand on the issues.
For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.